The Democratic Republic of the Congo is the scene of the most deadly conflict since World War II and has become the subject of several exhibitions around Prague in the last month. The exhibitions focus particularly on women and children and on the work of Czech charities in a country that Joseph Conrad famously called the heart of darkness. Christian Falvey has more.
Congolese performers at the opening of a photo exhibition that highlights the plight of the Congolese people and the work of Czech charities there. In the last 20 years, organizations like People in Need have been helping to deal with humanitarian crises in some of the most remote parts of the world. One of those places is Eastern Congo, where the Rwandan war that grabbed such attention in the 1990s quietly rages on today. If you ever wondered where some of the most unspeakable atrocities are taking place in today's world, a look at the exhibition in Prague's Archa Theatre leaves little room for debate. The Women of Bunyakiri exhibition offers a series of large and intimate portraits of Congolese women with descriptions of who they are and what they have endured. Marketa Kutilova of People in Need is the founder of the organization's Congolese mission and one of the creators of the exhibit.
Among our beneficiaries are many women who have been held as sexual slaves of Hutu rebels from Rwanda. It's not just a sexual matter. The rebels often want to destroy the women, so they put rifles, knives, sticks of wood inside of the women's vagina. So many women suffer, apart from psychological traumas, also from big physical and gynecological problems, such as fistula or prolapses. Moreover, many women are rejected by their husbands after they've been raped. But I have to say that we have registered also many cases of children and men who have been raped as well.
The photos taken by journalist Lenka Klitsperova do a commendable job of taking the atrocities of war to the very most personal level. They capture the hard looks in the eyes of women who have undergone the most unthinkable suffering and humiliation amid one of the least noted crises of the present day. Another row of snapshots details what the Czech charity can and is doing to alleviate their suffering. Marketa Kutilova again.
We are trying to help the victims of sexual violence first with the medical assistance and after to help them to get back to the life. The life will never be completely normal for them, but we are building the houses for the women who are rejected by their husbands. We provide them with animals and we have started economical activities for them. Now we have soap production and sewing workshop where the women can get some basic income.
The second exhibit, which opened in the Senate building on Tuesday, deals with the lives of children in the Congo and the work of the Archdiocese Charity of Prague and other Czech missions in the region. The country's protracted wars and the plundering of its bounteous natural resources has brought about a generation of Congolese that are growing up on the streets. Many have been abandoned by parents who could no longer support them. Others have fled from their homes themselves, and others still have fallen victim to ingrained taboos.
There are tens of thousands of children living in the streets of Congolese towns and cities. So-called witch children is a huge phenomenon here. Children are being often accused from being evil, and as witch they are rejected by the families and communities. Sometimes the family really believe that the child has some bad power inside, but often the reasons are more or less economical. The worst for me was to see that children really believe that they are evil, and as little as 3 years old kids are being kicked out.
The exhibitions currently underway in Prague draw attention to the provision of immediate aid. The People in Need Foundation, however, has many more plans for the Congo, including an education program involving building and equipping schools, training teachers, and publishing textbooks.
Christian Falvey with that report, and those exhibitions continue in the Czech capital and